Many times, Mike, in his teaching the Sunday school class for his group up there, he comes to me at some point and says, "I swear, I think that you have read my notes." Because we're teaching on the same thing and we haven't really talked about it to each other. And you know what? Payback. Guess what scripture is my main scripture today? Ephesians 4:13. Out of all the scriptures in the Bible, we picked the same one to talk about it on the same Sunday. Oh, and we are very privileged and blessed to have the Gorillas here with us today from beyond Uganda. They will be coming up in a little bit to share with us a little bit, and so we're happy to have them today. Thank you for joining us. But I want to share with you a little bit about my experience with Philippians 4:13. Now, when I was in high school, believe it or not, because I'm just an old country bumpkin, but grammar and English was just very natural for me, spelling and knowing how to speak correctly. I don't, but I know how to. And it used to drive my English teachers crazy, talking about Lincoln verbs. And I'd say, she'd say, "What kind of verb is that?" And I'm like, "Well, that's one of them Mary Lincoln verbs, teacher." And she always give me this look, you know, and I knew, because she knows that I knew how to speak correctly, but I did. So grammar has always been kind of a thing. Who remembers diagramming sentences? Raise your hand. Who believes that you still should be taught to diagram sentences? Thank you. Diagramming sentences helps me visualize why certain words are used and placed where they are. My experience with this scripture particularly started years ago, and I've studied it and prayed about it even ever since. And it came back to my mind a couple of weeks ago, and I was praying and studying about it. "I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me." Let's see what, this is the NASB. "I can do all things through him who strengthens me." King James says, "I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me." Do you realize the massive difference between who and which in this verse? Because if you read, "I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me," which is not a proper pronoun, then that phrase is modifying things. In other words, I can do all things that strengthen me through Christ. It's different, right? But if we read it, "I can do all things through him who strengthens me," then I can do all things because he strengthens me. So I see different translations that I trust. One will use which, one will use who. And so I'm praying about it. I'm like, I even took a Greek class, my first Greek class, which is also my last, because it was all Greek to me. But I, you know, in studying this language that the New Testament was written in, and I thought, well, this will help me figure it out. Panta iskuo en to indianamo me Christo. Basically, all things I am able to do in the strengthening me Christ. You see, like most languages, they don't line up their words like we do. Have you noticed that, Ben and Capulin? Other languages, you've experienced them. They don't line up like the English does. As a matter of fact, I don't know if any of them does. Even American Sign Language doesn't put their adjectives where we do. So anyway, the reason I say that is because it almost makes this verse a little bit different to translate correctly. I'm like, well, Lord, is this the things that strengthen me I can do, or is it you strengthening me and I can do all things? And I felt like God began to teach me something particular about this verse. And actually Mike pointed it out a few times, but he said both. Technically, both. The things that strengthen me are Christ that strengthened me. Christ does the strengthening, but it is likely not to happen without those things that seem beyond our own ability. So through Christ, I can do all things that I face in life because he's strengthening me. There's a strengthening going on, and there's things that are taking place. Because of Christ, all those things that I face will ultimately strengthen me. Christ is the one who strengthens us, especially when we face things that may be challenging. We read it in context, which also Mike did a little bit. Philippians 4, let's start with 10. He says, "But I rejoiced in the Lord greatly now that at last you have revived your concern for me indeed. You were concerned before, but you lacked opportunity. Not that I speak from want, for I have learned to be content in whatever circumstances I am. I know how to get along with humble means. I also know how to live in prosperity. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of being filled and going hungry, both having abundance and suffering need. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." Now, so we realize, obviously, this isn't just a blank check. Anything that you can imagine, you can do through Christ. We all realize that that's the case here. One commentary wrote this. Paul knew, I want you to get this because this is important, I think. Paul knew that God was able to change his circumstances. But he also knew that God wanted to change Paul more than he wanted to change his circumstances. Remember Matthew 7? Jesus is telling the parable of the guy that built the house on the rock compared to the guy that built his house on the sand. And he gave us instruction for building a strong house that could weather the storm, not a strong house that would prevent the storm. Paul also wrote in Corinthians, 2 Corinthians 3, 4 through 6, "Such confidence we have through Christ toward God, we're not adequate in ourselves to consider anything as from ourselves. But our adequacy is from God, who also made us adequate as servants of a new covenant, not for the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life." Well, the idea that we're getting and gleaning from the Word of God today is that there is a dire, desperate need for reliance on God to get us through our lives victoriously. You understand that this culture has been, is, and probably always will be, maybe even greater to extreme, sometimes a wee bit cray-cray. And you consider other parts of the world as well. There's things going on that if we think about it, if we dwell on it, it scares us a little bit, right? I can do all things through him who strengthens me. I can get through this life. I can get through this time. I can get through these troubles. I will not allow anxiety and fear and worry or guilt or shame or even unforgiveness, or I will not allow offenses. I will not take offense because I'm partnering with God to get through this time. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Ray Pritchard said, "Through Christ you can do everything God wants you to do this year. Through Christ, you can face everything that he wants you to face. Fight every battle that you need to fight. And obey all the commandments that you need to obey. Through Christ, I can do all things through strengthens me." Jesus said something very similar in Luke 18:27. He says, "The things that are impossible with people are possible with God. And he was talking to a rich young ruler that come to him and said, listen, I've done all the commandments. I've obeyed the law. What do I need to do to get into heaven? And Jesus said, well, you've done good so far, but here's what you need to do. Just go sell all your stuff and give it to the poor and come and follow me. And the rich young ruler could not do that. It was impossible. It was a task, a commandment, a request that seemed beyond his ability. But if he would partner with God, he could have done that thing that seemed impossible. We must incorporate God into our daily lives to access the strength from Christ that will mold us into perfect imagers of him. Too often we wait until we step in a ditch to get our boots on. Turn your headlights on before you run into the tree, so to speak, right? We need God in our daily lives to access that type of victory and that type of life. Partnering with him must be a lifestyle. Amen? Jesus said in John 15:4, abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. Our value as humans and as spirits rise exponentially when we partner with the creator of the universe. Charles Spurgeon, a famous preacher from years ago, he said this one time. He said, we know not how much capacity for usefulness there may be in us. That donkey's jawbone lying on the earth, what can it do? Nobody knows. It gets into Samson's hands. No one knows what it cannot do now that a Samson wields it. You may have thought that you were as contemptible as an old jawbone of a donkey. What can I do? What's my value? What's my purpose? But when Christ, by his Spirit, grips you, what can you not do? Truly, then you could adopt Paul's language and say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. The things that you face in your life, the things that may seem impossible or just daunting or just insurmountable, only partnering with God regularly in your life will give you the ability to be victorious in those situations and emerge stronger on the other side. Involve God in everything. I challenge you. Do it. It's worth it. Don't get freaked out over the storms that may arise. Rumors that you hear online. Rumors possibly, I don't know, the government shutting down every electronic device in the whole country. Don't get freaked out over that. I apologize if I just stepped on a toe. But don't get freaked out over that. Even if it happens, I am partnering with God. And he does not want you to be at fear. What kind of spirit did God put in you? Power, love, and sound mind, self-discipline. What kind of spirit did God not put in you? So when you feel that spirit of fear, where did that come from? Could it be? Consider it all joy. James 1:2-4. This is one of those scriptures in the Bible you're going like, James, consider it all joy, my brethren, when you encounter various trials. knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance, and let endurance have its perfect result so that you may be perfect, complete, lacking nothing. Maybe your victory looks like Jesus rebuking the storm. Maybe your victory looks like you and Christ weathering through this storm like champions. Either way, you are partnered with the Creator of all things, the Giver of life, Prince of Peace, the beginning and the end, the King of Kings, all-powerful, all-knowing, and eternal God of perfect love. He can fix it. He can get you through it, and you'll be stronger on the other side. You can do all things through Him who strengthens you.